making wise choices. He has joy in seeing us learn.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. It is already Wednesday. Can you believe the week? Weeks seem to just fly by. And today, at least here in Palm City, Florida, where our studio is, it is quite rainy out. Kind of looks like winter has settled upon our sunshiny state here, but we know that could change. It could change in a few minutes. But be careful out there as you're driving this morning. It may be a little treacherous. We do have a big morning set up today, and we're expecting to have a great time. I have some of my staff that are out either on vacation or just taking a little time to get a bit of a break. And so today we have some guests that are lined up, and we're going to look to bring them on air in just a few moments. I want to start by jumping into some events. As we often do, we have the Martin County Board of Zoning Adjustment vacancy. There's a vacancy at the Martin County Zoning Adjustment, and this is, vacancy for Commission District 5. This is District 5, and we try to bring these things to your attention because I know a lot of you are looking for a place where you can share what God has gifted you with, and you can be a part of the community and build some relationships and share the gospel in our community in a greater way. So this is one of those opportunities. You can go to Donna Gordon at the administration office, dgordon@martinfl.us. So that's dgordon@martinfl.us. And this opening is for the Board of, the Board of County Commission is seeking applications from individuals interested in being considered for appointment to fill a vacancy on the Board of Zoning Adjustment. And so this is not a paid position. It's without compensation. And you are requested to submit an application if you are interested in that. And it looks like this is the Board of Zoning Adjustment is a 7-member board appointed by the Board of County Commissioners. So this is an opportunity for someone to find a place right here in Martin County, be a part of the local administration, have some influence over what's taking place here in our county. There is a requirement. You do have to be a registered voter in Martin County for at least a year in District 5. And it says this term will end November 2028. So meetings looks like it's held once a month, fourth Thursday, not too demanding. And so that's something you might want to look into. Again, the Board of Zoning Adjustment has a vacancy for Commission District 5. So you might want to look into that. Also want to make mention of the fact that down in Broward County, and yes, we do reach down into Broward County, it looks like State of the Workforce, there is going to be an event that there's several guest speakers going to be there, and it's a job fair, and I'm making mention of it because it is a job fair, and you may be looking for a job, maybe wanting to look and see what's available in the area. And this is coming up. Let's see if we've got the dates. Yes, Wednesday, January the 29th, and it's going to be from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is a job fair Broward County State of the Workforce, Wednesday, January the 29th, 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that is in Broward County at the Convention Center. And so that is coming right up. And so you, if you're looking for work or know someone that is, you may want to schedule, be a part of that. And we will look forward to seeing the Lord make provision if that's something that you're looking for and praying about. All right. We are going to have some guests coming in. It looks like maybe they are here. And so we're going to go to those in just a moment. We are going to jump to a song, and then we will be right back. Again, you're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and this is Wednesday Live, and we're looking forward to bringing some great guests on this morning. I know they've been traveling, and the weather's probably held some up just a little bit, but we're going to have a great day together. All right, keep your dial set right here. Song's entitled Plead the Blood.
Nothing can force sin atone.
All right, and that was Plead the Blood of Jesus, and that is really important to understand that we have authority in the name of Jesus, and we can certainly plead the blood of Jesus. That testifies to the great work that's been provided to us through Jesus Christ. Well, I had to dash out of the station for a moment, and it's raining out here. I got a little wet, but we're not going to melt down. Well, I want to welcome a dear brother in the kingdom who has been on the front line for some time now with a prayer station ministry. And so I want to welcome Roger, and you are Larry. Yes. Let's make sure we have your mics working here. Okay, let's get that up. Larry, let's see if your mic's working. Go ahead and say hello.
Hello.
All right. Yes, we have Roger. Or Larry, and let's see if we have Roger on.
Yes, and I just want to thank you, Jonathan, for inviting us to share the prayer station ministry this day.
It's great to have you with us, and I was trying to think back. It's been at least 10, maybe 12 years ago when a dear friend from Cali, Colombia came. We did a lot of travel, international travel. And he was telling me about these prayer stations that in Latin America were being used very effectively. And he came at that time, shared some of the vision with some of the pastors. And like I say, that's been at least 10 years ago. And none of the pastors really had vision for that at the time. I was thrilled to hear that God has brought you brothers together. And so what is a prayer station?
Well, let me just tell you a little history. Nick Savoca, 1992 in New York City, working for YWAM, Youth with a Mission.
Okay.
They were, you know, what do we do in this time, at that time in 1992? And, you know, they have a train station, a bus station, a police station. They said, why don't we have a prayer station? It kind of was born like that, if you will.
That's great.
And that's when they first began prayer station. Now it's around the world. Many countries have it. And not everybody is aware of it. We're meeting people every day that a prayer station, what's that? So you asked the question, what is a prayer station? And Nick Savoca, who authored a book, Five Little Words, May I Pray for You. And on that understanding, we gather together people from different churches. We bring in intercessors, prayer intercessors, who are called to pray for people. And,
okay.
Yeah, and we have a scheduler every Saturday between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. downtown Fort Pierce at the craft fair. And we're there from 8 to 1. We have a tent. It's very visible. And people stop by. We ask, may I pray for you? And many do, not everybody. And our prayer is just, what is your main prayer we can agree with in Jesus' name?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll share that and we'll pray.
So, Larry, how did you get involved in this, and how did you two brothers get connected?
Well, a couple of years ago, we had an event called Miracle on the Water.
Miracle on the Water, yep.
And we had several prayer tents set up during that event. It was a week of revival.
And this was located where?
At Cole Marina in Fort Pierce.
Fort Pierce, Florida, okay.
Yes, sir. And so we prayed for people that was in need. And so after the event, well, I thought that, well, you know, we got all of these different ministry going on, people having revival and evangelists, and they're evangelizing the world. But people are truly in need of prayer.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, well, you know, we have all these other ministries, but we don't have a prayer ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord placed on my heart to maybe strive to start a prayer station. So I became close friend with Nick Savoca because I was set at his tent the whole week during the revival. And he shared with me that he would give me a discount if I purchased one of the stations.
Mm.
And I knew Roger before then, but I didn't know Roger had purchased a station also. So as me and Roger was talking, he said, I have one. I said, well, why don't we join in and we can do this thing together and make it a little bit easier.
Mm.
So it was 2 years ago. And also, I always like to think, to me, prayer station is like you go to a service station to get gasoline for your car when you get empty. And as Roger said, we go to a train station to get a ticket when we get a
right,
train ride.
Right, to get a train.
So we have all of these Christian that is in need of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to communicate with the master than to pray? You know, that's our Amen. First line of defense is prayer. All things can be dissolved through prayer. So we started Prayer Station not knowing what the future might be. And now it's 2 years later and we're still on the battlefield.
That is awesome.
And we do have three stations operating in St. Lucie County. One station, some of the intercessors in there went back to their church and began a prayer station as they do a food feeding.
Okay.
A food program.
Right.
They set up a station and people receive food and they receive prayer.
So as people come through to pick up food, they're able to receive prayer.
And there were a lot of, Jonathan said, many line up a couple times a week for food and for prayer. For two years, we've stopped counting. We prayed for over 1,000 people from across the world. A lot of visitors, snowbirds, people from different countries, Canada, Europe, South America, the islands, all types of people stopped by, and we've been praying for many of people. We had some have come back and says, my son was healed, and a week later they came back, and we want to share that with you. He was in the hospital. The doctor didn't know what to do. They were kind of still trying to understand what was going on, and we prayed that Saturday morning. That weekend, they went and their son was discharged, and they considered that answered prayer. So we
sure.
welcome that. You know, Jesus, when he healed the 10 lepers, only one came back.
Right. So you know
Jesus,
there are many
said,
more.
Did I not heal all of them?
Right. Right. That very true. So these are some of the testimonies that you have coming back, and that's really great. So I'm sure some people have probably opened their hearts up to the Lord.
Amen. There have been people accepted the Lord out at the station. But I'm mindful of one of the intercessors. They would come and they would volunteer to pray, but they felt that their prayer was ineffective.
Mm.
And one day, a person they had prayed for came back and thanked them for the prayer.
Mm.
And it changed their heart, and they was able to go on further because they was weary and they were ready to give up because they thought that their prayers was not being answered.
Ah, okay. So it was a great encouragement to them.
There's one story this past several months ago. These two ladies physically running up to the station. I was there. They said they're from Maine, and they were here a year ago, and we came down, we saw you, we want to pray for you. We want to pray for you. So I said, in Jesus' name?
Wow.
They said, yes, so they did. We've had missionaries, pastors come by praying for us, and when we pray for people, we ask, do you have a place to fellowship? Do you have a church you're involved with? And if they do not, we have a list of churches that we recognize they're Bible-based and Christ-centered, a list locally, and we hand them out. And many of them take that and, seek where they may find a place of worship and fellowship.
That's excellent. Now, where do you, you were talking about at areas where food's distributed, that's what churches or whatever. So where are these prayer tents set up, and is this a small actual tent, or what is it?
It's a 10x10 tent.
10x10 tent, okay.
And we have a table with a covering that say prayer station on all four sides.
Okay, gotcha.
And also the tent have prayer station on all four sides.
So it's printed right
visible.
On the tent. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. And where do you set up? Where are they set up?
We're on we are on Avenue A in North Indian River Drive, right on the corner near the gazebo, now by the boats area in Fort Pierce, from 8 a.m. Every Saturday to 1 p.m. As I said, we have people from maybe six churches who volunteer. We have a scheduler. She schedules, if you want to spend an hour there or 5 hours over there, 8 to 1, anytime, let her know. She has a contact. And that's how we provide intercessors at the prayer station.
And also, the second station is Grace Family Church.
Okay.
And they have the station, and they're the one that have the food bank also.
Okay.
And some of the people operating were, and they're still part of our intercessors down in Fort Pierce. So they've just taken that that ministry from their in their church now when they do a food bank, if you will.
Excellent. Well, brothers, we're going to go to a song. I want you to stay here. Stick around. Looks like we have another guest that's coming in. I'm just going to bring them all in. We're going to get everybody in here. We're going to have a big party. So we're talking about prayer. Listen, you're tuned in to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9. Keep the dial set right there. And we have a lot of great things that take place right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. We can see that God is on the move. It's so great to have Roger, you and Larry with us today and just talking about prayer stations and the plan of God to touch a lot of people's lives. And so if this may be something God's raising up in your heart, before you all leave today, we want to give you an opportunity to pray over our family and our listening audience that's out here. But also some people may want to get involved as volunteers. Maybe there's people from 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 more churches that want to jump in and get involved. I think that would be really great. So let's jump to another song, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Let your wind blow.
right, and that song was Let the Church Rise. Amen. I am totally supportive of that idea. Tim and Maria, are you with me?
Yes. We are here.
All right. Let's make sure we have everything working here. Get the volumes up. All right. So we are already well into the Daniel fast. We started out, and we have a lot of people joining us. Give us an update.
Well, we have been, it's been a little over about 2 weeks right now. So
yep.
We're into 2 weeks of the 21 days. So we got about a week to go, and with the help of Maria's good cooking, I'm still here, and we're still doing fine.
You're still alive, in other words.
Yeah, we're doing well. Thank you much. We've been praying and fasting daily, and we have some testimonies. We have people who have joined us through our website as well for prayer requests, and we're very, very grateful for all of that.
All right, so why don't you give us one testimony? Do you have one testimony you can share and an encouragement for people? Let them know how they can get involved, because it's never too late to prioritize our pursuit of God.
Right. Actually, it has to do with WCNO, where when we were on a couple weeks ago, there was a woman who called in for the book, one of the books that we have, the Daniel Fast Guide. And she came to the station and picked it up and talked with Sherry. And she had quite a testimony about her digestive issues and so on. And so we were very, very encouraged by the fact that this woman was touched by us talking about it, and also by the guide. And now she's able to eat well, and we pray for her. I hope she's listening now.
That's awesome. So once again, what is the Daniel Fast, and why are we doing this, and who can do it?
Well, the Daniel Fast is fashioned after recorded in the book of Daniel. He did a 21-day fast, fasting for his nation Israel, and he did a couple of different fasts, but this is one of the ones that's recorded. And so, since it's a biblical fast, we decided to do this to start the year. And he was praying for his nation, so we too are praying for our nation to come back for revival in our land, as it states in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if we turn our faces back to the Lord, of course he will heal our land. That's a promise, and the Lord never forgets his promises. You can read the whole scripture there, but it's a promise to revive and heal our land. And I know with the new administration starting, we really have some hope and prayer for the future of our land, because we have kind of taken a left turn over the last several years, and we need to get back on track with God at the helm and someone in the presidency who will be an instrument of the Lord to help bring our entire nation back to revival.
Amen. That is definitely our desire. Tim, why don't we give one of the books away? I've got a book here. Why don't we give one of those away? What are we giving away?
Yes, please do, because last time we did this, like I said, it would turn out to be a wonderful testimonial for one of your listeners, and I think we should do that as often as possible. So
well,
yes, please do.
Let's do it right now. You can call 772-221-1100, and we will have, I believe I may have a doodle and a no doodle. So going to have to explain. These are manuals on the Daniel Fast, a workbook that is a great guide. And so give us a call, There's the phone ringing right now. That's 772-221-1100. I think we may have two books. If we do, we'll give them both away. 772-221-1100. One more time, what is in this in the manual, the 21-day fast manual, and how can people get a hold of it for themselves?
Well, all they need to do is go to danielfast.org, no spaces, just danielfast.org. And not only is the manuals there, but there's also a Daniel Fast cookbook, so that it's full of recipes that are Daniel Fast compliant. So, and they come within a few days. All you have to do is order there and take you right to Amazon. They come within a few days. And right here next to me is the person who created these guides and these manuals and these cookbooks. This is Maria. She wanted to say a few words. So.
Okay, go ahead, Maria.
Hi, everyone. So you asked, Jonathan, you asked previously about what is a Daniel Fast. Daniel Fast is a partial vegan fast, which is in the base of seeds, nuts, fruit, vegetables, and pulses, the same way the Daniel was fasting in order to gain wisdom and results from the things that he wants to pray for. So that's why we are kind of mirroring the same fast. And the Daniel fast is not you're not going to be hungry or any of those. You just have to eat chosen food by Daniel. And also the book is a very good book because it's basically organized every single day, and it's also a guide. In the same time, it's a journal. In the same time, it's a Bible study and devotional, all in one. So I think it's necessary and it's very easy for those who wants to fast and pray.
All right. And I don't know, I haven't got a note from the front phone yet, but I know we had at least one call. We may have one book left. And so if you would like to have one of these, we're going to give out to make sure we give the two out that we had available. That number here at WCNO is 772-221-1100. So Tim and Maria, how many years have we been doing this? It seems like we've been doing it for a few, and it just gets better every year.
Well, this is our fifth year, Jonathan.
Fifth year. Praise God.
We have a breakthrough.
5 years. 5 years. Every January, we've done this for the last 5 years, along with you and WCNO. We've been very, very grateful and thankful that we've been able to partner together. And I know Maria has been cooking all morning, by the way. So when she says that we're not going to be hungry, she's right. You know, people think of a fast as, oh my goodness, I'm not going to eat. No, this is just a fast that changes your the way that you eat and the way that you pray, but also it sets up your entire year to go in the right direction, walking with the Lord. So it's a... Yeah, so we're not going hungry. We lost a few pounds, but I certainly needed to anyway. So that's just a bonus, Jonathan. That's just a bonus.
Amen. Okay, for all of our listeners, just so you know, it is available in Spanish as well. And Linda called in, and Maria, she wanted the non-doodle. Can you believe that? A woman calling in, she wanted the non-doodle workbook, but... thank you, Linda, for the call, and we'll get that sent out to you. We do have a Spanish copy of the 21-day guide to the Daniel Fast available. If someone is able to use that as a blessing, give us a call, 772-221-1100. Tim and Maria, we love you. Keep up the great work and keep challenging us to lay aside every weight that... every pound, I guess we could say, that may hold us back, and let's progress forward with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love you all. You found some more. What do we have here? What do we have? Are these doodle, non-doodle?
Doodle.
Doodle, okay.
Doodle Spanish.
We have a doodle Spanish. And we have a non-doodle. Okay. So if you call us, you're looking for one. And we should say, Tim and Maria, that it's never too late to make it a priority to seek God in a new way. And you may be listening today and say, well, I've never fasted. And as they said, this is not a starvation diet. It's actually changing your diet, laying some things aside that maybe are part of your ordinary daily life, and seeking God in a greater way. And that's a great way to start the year. Tim and Maria, great blessings to you. We've got to run. I've got a room full of people here that are all ready to go. We love you.
Okay. Yeah.
Blessings.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And that was Tim and Maria Widrow, and they have been very helpful in stirring up faith. I know that the number is growing. One point they told me about 30 books a day were going out. I know a lot of people is joining the army of just seeking God. Interesting, we're talking about prayer. And now I also have part of the team from the Grace Place that's going to be speaking up in just a moment, because there's a great men's event coming up you're going to want to be a part of. But we're going to a couple more minutes with the prayer stations. So what does someone have to do to get involved? Tell us, someone's listening today, they heard you talking about the prayer station, you're out on the streets, you're in Fort Pierce, people come by, people are finding Christ, people are being healed. How can people get involved?
We do have applications. We have them at the prayer station. You can. We give information on how to contact us, how to contact, and then we have a prayer station steering committee that reviews the applications.
Okay.
And the application basically needs your pastor's signature to John, James, Jill. They're good. They would be a good fit for prayer intercessors. So that's available to them, and that's how really contact us wherever we are. We have set up in different locations. As I said, we're in three locations in St. Lucie County. We're at the Virginia Avenue once a month at the swap meet. We are at the Grace Emmanuel Church in Torino area in Port St. Lucie, in downtown Fort Pierce every Saturday.
Is there a web page? Is there a phone number? Is there?
We don't have a web.
Not yet?
Not yet. We have information with business cards, and we're putting together a brochure with more information, how to contact us. And so anybody coming to the station, to the prayer station, can get that information. And I have a number. We have a QR code there. You can contact us with a QR code. It's a prayer app to my cell phone. I can give you my number, and that's a number you can contact or text me. Can I give that now?
You can give that out for people to text to get more information. That would be good.
802-338-6552.
Okay, give that one more time.
Yeah, 802-338-6552. Text or call. And name's Roger, and we will certainly accept all of those calls. We are praying for intercessors. We have been praying for intercessors to join us, and God has answered our prayers. Now we have three. We began with just a handful of people. Now more are coming. Maybe they may not stay all this time, but my thought is, if you're unsure of it, contact us. Come down, spend an hour with us, see if God's calling you into prayer station ministry.
All right. Now, you're getting ready to celebrate 2 years.
Yes.
And you're opening up an invitation. Tell us about that. Where is this gathering going to be, your second anniversary?
Second anniversary, actually, January 23rd, 2023, which is tomorrow for 2 years. We're meeting Saturday. We're using the Fort Pierce Alliance Church and Fellowship Hall. We invited the world, if you will, all those we can come in contact with and get the word out. It's Saturday, the 25th of January, between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. We're going to begin with worship, just worship and praise the Lord. We're going to follow that up with some testimonies of answered prayer from people who are there. And following that, we're going to just pray for people in ministries, and then have some fellowship in the fellowship hall. So I'm looking, Lord, to fill the house up, fill the place up of worshipers. And we've advertised we're going to be guided by the Holy Spirit, and we are hosting it. The prayer station's steering committee are hosting it.
This is awesome. So if you're listening today and you are wanting to be more involved, get connected, be a part of on the street ministry. I mean, you. Well, I know when you're out on the street, you never know who's going to come, what's going to happen. But if you've been praying for a place to connect with your heart and your faith in God and be able to minister to others, this would be a great way for you to connect. I suppose people that are interested could come along and watch, see how it works, and then connect and see how you can be a part. One more time, you have your second anniversary celebration coming up this Saturday at the Alliance Church, located where?
It's on South 19th Street. It's across from the entrance of the Penn Center on Virginia Avenue. Easy to find. We're going to have a tent set up in the front, so it's going to be a real clear to find that location.
All right. Excellent. Well, Brother Larry, closing thought?
Also, I'd like to share that this is non-denominational.
Good point.
And we're looking for different congregation to praise the Lord, to partner with us.
Excellent.
In this ministry.
Excellent. Very good. Excellent.
And can I just add, we are a nonprofit. We have nonprofit organizations, so that can be helpful for some people. It's just information we want to pass on. We're a nonprofit, and so all the money that we do receive, and we do, people give us money, offerings, and we put it back in. We give Bibles out to people who need them, and just for materials and T-shirts and hats, like Larry is wearing.
I see
that. Prayer station, prayer changes things, and so that's where the money and energy is.
I like this. All prayer intercessors are approved by their pastor, ministry leader, before they can volunteer their time. And, of course, you all are on the street to bring people to Jesus. You hand out a flyer with area churches where people can find their place in the body of Christ. So you're here to lift up the arms of the body of Christ and to reach out to lost people. Roger and Larry, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you. You're welcome to hang around if you so like. But we're going to be going to the Grace Place, going to be checking in with the senior pastor. David Cantrell, I want to just welcome you first.
Well, thank you, sir. It's great to be here, Jonathan, for another year.
It's great to have you with us. And who is this gentleman? This is Bill.
Bill Keene. I'm glad to be here, too, Jonathan.
All right. Pull that mic a little closer, Bill. We'll be able to hear you better.
Is that better?
Bill Keene.
Yes.
All right. And you're part of the Grace Place as well?
I am. I'm one of the elders of the church.
Excellent.
I've been a member for many, many years, and just happy to be here to talk about this great event.
Well, excellent. And what is the event? Let's just give one, and then we'll see if we can get Pastor online.
All right. It's a men's conference titled No Regrets. We've been a couple years now, and it's being held Saturday, February 1st, at the Grace Place at 1550 Southeast Sluna Road. Join us because it's going to be a great day. You can register by going to thegraceplace.com/no regrets. $35 interest fee plus includes lunch. And the best part about it is good singing, great speakers, and great fellowship with the rest of the guys. And we've got some good group coming out so far. So join us. We'd love to have you.
Excellent. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back. Keep your dial set right here.
If they seek my face and turn from their sins, I will hear, I will forgive, and I will heal their land. My eyes shall be open, and my ears will attend to the prayers that are spoken from the hearts of humble men. I have chosen and blessed you that my name may be yours. I've set my heart upon you, and my love will always endure.
Can we get a little bit of topics? What they're
going? In brokenness and humble confession, let's worship Jesus alone. Give my people call by my name.
All right. Well, that is a call to prayer, and we just had the Prayer Tent Ministry with us. We also had the Wydros talking about starting your year, pursuing God with prayer and fasting. And I know a lot of our family have been doing that. And now I'd like to welcome Senior Pastor Braes with us from the Grace Place. Great to have you with us, Pastor.
Good morning, Jonathan. It's great to be with you as well today.
Well, part of your team is here in the studio, so we're connecting by phone and connecting by the studio. Thank you so much for taking some time to join us. I know you have a great event coming up, so Pastor, tell us about that, and let's interact some with your team that's here in the studio as well.
Sure. Well, on February 1st, we're going to be hosting a No Regrets Men's Conference, and this is going to be an opportunity for men from all over the country, really around the world, about 15,000 plus men that are part of this conference, and we're going to be streaming it here. It's based out of Elmbrick, Wisconsin, which would be famous for Stuart and Jill Briscoe and their ministry, but they've developed this tremendous men's No Regrets Conference, and they have some phenomenal speakers that are going to be there, and we're going to get to participate through live stream and then have some conversation as well locally, and just get connected to some other men that really want to love God and serve God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength.
So this is coming up in February, which is coming pretty fast, and that's going to be on the 1st. Dave, tell us a little bit about your participation, and just before we do that, I want to say, Pastor Braes, thank you for your ministry here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. We've been blessed to have you come into our community, and we haven't had a lot of time with you on air, and so we're very blessed to have you with us today. And the Grace Place is a great church. We've had a lot of friendship over the years. My brother was a part of the church for a lot of years, and before he was, I was. It used to be Community Bible Chapel back in the day, and my wife and I, we were actually there in the early days. But, Pastor, so glad to have you in the community. So, David, give us the details. How can people get registered? What can they expect to have happen when they show up?
Okay, Saturday morning, February 1st, doors open at 8 o'clock. The seminar goes from 9 to 2. Like I said, the interest fee is $35, which includes lunch. And go to the gracepalace.com/events to sign up and register, so we have a head count. But the day is going to be a fantastic day. The speaker is going to be talking about how to live in today's culture, how to be a man in today's culture. And you all learn how to pray bold prayers combined. This is one of the speakers. We'll talk about that. And the last one will be how to live a Christ-centered life in today's world. So I'm excited about it. I got involved some years ago when Rick Aston, the postcard came across his desk, and I've always been interested in men's ministry. And we got in touch with No Regrets in Wisconsin, and been doing it for several years now. But it's been a great, great experience. I've loved it. I've grown spiritually. My goal is for all of us, we walk through the door, we come in one way, but we leave a totally different man, charged and energized for Christ.
All right, now there is a cost for this conference, obviously, because yes. It's a simulcast, so there is some cost. What is the cost? And
that's $35, which includes a box lunch.
Includes lunch, okay. And Bill, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you that I remember. Welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'm glad to be here.
What is your part in this great event that's coming up?
Well, I've been a member of the church for years and years, and I'm one of the elders of the church currently. And I've been attending the event for several years, and it is just an amazing, amazing way for men to get in touch with Jesus, to get in touch with what he wants us to do as men, including being leaders in our families, leaders in our communities. I have grown so much from going to this event, from doing those kinds of things. I have a special situation this year. In fact, my 88-year-old father, which is legally blind, but just loves to be around people, is a Christian man, and is going to be coming to the event so he can hear it. And my grown son, is going to be there with him to help his grandpa get around, and he's going to be affected by it too. So we've got three generations attending this time. So.
Well, actually, that kind of ties in with something, Pastor Brace, I was going to ask you. Who should plan to come to this? Should fathers be bringing their kids, or what would you say about that?
Absolutely. One of our challenges from God's Word is to invest in the next generation. And no matter what your age is, if you've got a son, if you've got a father, this is a great opportunity to bring them along and have them just hopefully have a little spark lit in their life. You know, it only takes a spark to start a fire. And that's one of the great things about conferences like this is you can have a moment with God that is just transforming and lasts for years. But I would strongly encourage men to bring their children along with them. Probably, you know, it wouldn't be suitable for the youngest children, but older, elementary and on up, absolutely.
Really important, isn't it? The families, our families have faced a lot of pressures in recent years, and I know I have part of my family that the whole thing with gender identity and such forth, our families have really been under attack. And in the secular educational world, there's just a lot of pressure out there. Pastor, there's a lot of different conferences that are pushing to come into our churches. I as a pastor, I'm sure you have to be selective. Why this conference? Why No Regrets? Why do you feel that this is something that was significant enough that you would bring it to your men, but also just open it up to the body of Christ? Because I know that's what you're doing.
Well, absolutely. And we really want to challenge our men to step up and be spiritual leaders in our church and in their homes and in our community. And unfortunately, it's not uncommon for women to be taken the forefront and men to be taken a back seat when it comes to spiritual things. And we want to see guys rise up and step forward in growing in their faith, having a passion for God, loving God. And this particular conference, brings some of the best men's speakers in the nation and gives you the opportunity to hear from people like Dr. Mark Batterson, who's written life-changing books like Circle Maker, where he's taught people to pray in circles, which was actually a life-transforming experience for our own church, led to one of the greatest miracles in our own church's history. So just the opportunity to hear from some of the best in the nation and to be spiritually challenged is so important. We want to see guys step up in their walk with God.
Pastor, I love what you're doing. I love the fact that you're bringing a quality event and making it affordable. You know, I remember for years I'd travel with the Grace Place. We'd go down to Palm Beach or other places to simulcast, and the events could easily cost $100-$200 to go to some of these. You'd have travel, you'd have food involved in going to some of these events. But right here in Martin County, your church is easy to get to. And so we probably should just give that information again, David, and just let people know how to find you. Pastor, before we get back to Dave with that, I know as people listen from many different churches, and many are listening who don't go to church, and we know that that there are a lot of people that that are not connected in the body of Christ. And so I know that you're not out here trying to pull people out of other churches to get them into the Grace Place. You are here to lift up Jesus, and you're here really to bring the men in the body of Christ together so that together here on the coast we can be stronger. So what would you say to the family that's a little hesitant to step into another church, or maybe a pastor that's out there? What would you say to them in regards to that? Because the enemy loves to keep us apart.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is not an attempt to bring anybody into our church that's at another church, but you can come from another church and gain the benefit of being in this conference and then take that back to your existing local church. And if you do not have a local church currently, then hopefully you'll be processing through your need for God in your own life. And this gives you an opportunity to explore matters of faith with some other guys who are also seeking Him. And we have some people that would love to have conversations with guys that are seeking God and going through transitions in their life where faith is something they're considering. So it's a great opportunity. We've had that a number of times in this conference where guys who've been considering faith have made that decision to cross that line and make Jesus the Lord of their life. And so it's wherever you're at in your walk with God, whether you're brand new to knowing Him, you're still exploring, or you're a seasoned person, there's something in this conference that will fit every single person.
Awesome. David, give us again the contact information, how dates and times and all that kind of stuff. And Pastor, I'm going to come back to you in just a moment and ask you to sort of close out our hour with a moment of prayer. And maybe also you might have some comment to say in regards to the direction of our nation. I believe God is answering prayers. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, the conference is February 1st, Saturday, 9 to 2. The address is 1550 Southeast Salerno Road. The website to register is thegraceplace.com/no regrets. The entrance fee is $35. And again, it includes lunch. So join us for a great day of fellowship and spiritual growth.
All right. Again, February the 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 at the Grace Place, 1550 Southeast Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. And you can go online and get information. And occasionally we find someone that doesn't do much online. So there is a phone number,